I don't profess to be a great counselor, but I can tell you what I'll ask you first if you come to see me about problems in your marriage. The first thing I'll ask you is, do you believe in Easter? And if you say yes, then I'll say, so you're telling me you believe that God can take situations that look hopeless and restore life to them. And then I'll turn to Ephesians chapter 1 and I'll make you read verses 19 and 20. How very great is His power at work in us who believe. This power working in us is the same as the mighty strength He used when He raised Christ from death. I believe God can take any marriage, no matter how hard it's been, and make it good. He can put life in place of death. You know, we want to be a church that practices what I'm preaching. We've tried intentionally to be a church that affirms and builds up marriages. We have Bible classes devoted strictly to marriage. A Soulmates Bible class led by Wayne and Debbie Carey that focuses just teaching on marriage. We have a class called Honeymooners for people who've just been married for the first year of their marriage, led by Tommy and Cindy Gary. We have premarital classes taught by Mike Washburn and Chris Hatchett to help people start their marriage right. We also have additional teaching for people in a second marriage who are bringing blended families together. We have support groups like His Needs, Her Needs and Crown Ministry to bless marriages. We have the Marriage Reconciliation Ministry, which, by the way, in 11 years has seen over 100 marriages that were separated or divorced come back together. Every service we have in this church, elders are going to be in room 109 to pray with people who need help in their homes. And I'll also tell you, we have one of the finest Christian counseling centers in the state of Texas with Dr. Jan Hall right across the street helping people rebuild their marriages. But having said all that, I'll tell you, one of the greatest things you could do for your marriage is just to be active in your service to Christ. Because the closer we grow to God, the closer we can grow to each other. And I got to say one last thing. The reason I'm so passionate about this is because I'm the product of a resurrected marriage. Some of you have heard me say this before. My parents separated when I was a little boy. My dad didn't grow up with a father who was a Christian. He had no clue how to be a Christian man. My mother grew up in a non-Christian home with a father who was an alcoholic. When they came together, had my brother and myself, they had no clue how to build a Christian marriage. And it was hard. I can remember how hard it was. I went to first grade living in one town with my mother, and my dad lived 200 miles away. And I would not be standing here right now if those two young people didn't decide to give God a chance to heal their marriage. And they did. And I am a witness that marriage is hard, but it can become good. A group called Big Tent Revival several years ago wrote a song that really blessed me. And I want to close by reading you the words. The song is titled, Two Sets of Joneses. This here is a song about two sets of Joneses. Rothschild, Evelyn, Reuben, and Sue. Just for discussion through random selection, we've chosen two couples who haven't a clue. Rothschild was lucky to marry so wealthy. Evelyn bought him a house on the beach. Reuben and Sue, they had nothing but Jesus. And at night, they would pray that He'd care for them each. And the rain came down, and it blew the four walls down. And the clouds, they rolled away. One set of Joneses was standing that day. Evelyn's daddy was proud of young Rothschild. He worked the late hours to be number one, but just newlyweds and their marriage got rocky. He's flying to Dallas and she's having a son. Reuben was holding a Gideon's Bible. He screamed, "It's a boy!" so that everyone heard. And the guys at the factory took a collection. Again, God provided for bills he incurred. And the rain came down, and it blew the four walls down. And the clouds, they rolled away. One set of Joneses was standing that day. So what is the point of this story? What am I trying to say? Is your life built on the rock of Christ Jesus, or a sandy foundation you've managed to lay? Well, needless to say, Evelyn left her husband and sued him for every penny he had. And I truly wish those two would find Jesus before things get worse than they already have. And the rain comes down, and it blows the four walls down. And the clouds, they roll away. There's two sets of Joneses. Which ones will you be?